Representative Keith Ellison won the Democratic primary for Minnesota's 5th District last month. If he wins the election, he'll pass two milestones, one for the state and one for the United States. Commentator Robin Washington explains.
If Keith Ellison is elected to Congress in November, history will be made. He would be the first black congressman from Minnesota, a state almost 90% white. What's more significant and historic is he would be the first Muslim member of Congress from any state. Even more notable, he would have done so with Jewish support, even though his opponent is Jewish. I'm getting ahead of myself. Ellison, who is currently a state representative, hasn't won yet, and this isn't an endorsement one way or the other. But he decisively won the primary in the Democratic Farmer Labor Race, that's Minnesota's version of the Democratic primary, and he did so with a ringing endorsement from the American Jewish World, Minnesota's Jewish newspaper. Ellison, the newspaper said, is another Paul Wellstone, the Democratic and Jewish U.S. Senator beloved in progressive circles, who died in a plane crash in 2002. Publisher Mordecai Spector said the newspaper rarely makes endorsements and only made one in the primary because in the heavily Democratic 5th District, that's the only race that really matters, or supposed to matter. When race enters into a race, it matters more. I can remember in Chicago in 1983 when Harold Washington won the Democratic mayoral primary in the overwhelmingly Democratic city. Suddenly, in the general election, a whole bunch of Democrats voted Republican rather than elect a black man. Washington barely squeaked out a victory. Ellison shouldn't have as much trouble in the diverse 5th District, but his opponent, Alan Fine, is doing his best to make trouble for him. Fine says Ellison used to work for Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, a name that's poison to many Jews. And it's true. For 18 months a decade ago, Ellison did work as an organizer of the Million Man March. But the American Jewish World and many others in the Jewish community are willing to forgive that. It might be because Ellison is now a mainstream Muslim and not one of the fruit of Islam. Or because he's articulated his support for Israel, just as most members of the Congressional Black Caucus have. Or it could be that this season of the Jewish High Holy Days is all about forgiveness, even if opponent Alan Fine isn't ready to go that far. But most of all, it may be that this is one of those rare moments in American politics where ethnic groups are willing to look beyond race and religion and select the candidate they feel would best represent them. And that's what democracy is all about.
Robin Washington is editorial page editor for the Duluth News Tribune in Duluth, Minnesota.